This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
The Commission received a total of 37 contacts since the last report was prepared for the October 30th, 2019 Commission meeting. 7 contacts related to telecommunication services, 6 contacts related to electric service, 2 contacts related to natural gas services, 8 contacts related to wireless service, 7 contacts related to the Do Not Call Registry, 1 contact was related to wind energy, 1 contact was related to the Grain Warehouse Division, and 5 contacts related to issues not regulated by the PUC. 1,092 of the 1,102 contacts received in 2019 have been resolved.
Thank you. Questions? Hearing none? Thanks, Deb. That will take us to our first docket, EL 19-003, in the matter of the application by Crown Ridge Wind LLC for a permit of a wind energy facility in Grant and Coddington counties. And the question is, shall the commission approve the applicant's proposed independent third-party credentials and LEC survey methodology? And with that, I will turn it over to Crown Ridge Wind.
Thank you, Commissioner Nelson, Commissioners. Miles Schumacher from Lynn Jackson Shelton LeBrun for applicant. We have submitted for the Commission's consideration a methodology that's been developed in conjunction with Game Fish and Parks and U.S. Fish and Wildlife, and in addition to that, the credentials for what we feel are well-experienced and qualified third-party observers, and would ask the Commission's approval. Thank you.
Thank you. Staff.
Thank you, Commissioner Nelson. This is Darren Carney for staff. Staff sent the proposed LEC monitoring study plan and credentials to GF&P for comment. They said they worked with the developer on the study methodology and didn't have any concerns. Therefore, staff doesn't have any concerns.
Thank you. Questions from the commission? Commissioner?
Just one, if I may.
Yes, go ahead, Gary.
Darren, I understand that none of the interveners have objected to this. Is that your information as well?
Thank you. This is Darren for staff. I'm not aware of any interveners filing in opposition to this GRLSLEC monitoring study plan or the independent monitoring credentials.
Thank you much.
Any other questions or motions?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, go ahead.
In docket EL 19-003, I move that the Commission approve applicants' proposed independent third parties credentials and LEC survey methodology.
Discussion on the motion. Commissioner Hansen.
I just appreciate very much the work that was done here in preparation for it, and I'm glad to see that it's taken care of as well as it has been thus far. Thank you.
Thank you, Vice Chairman Nelson. First of all, I appreciated reading the detail of the plan. When I first looked at the plan, I looked at the length of time in March and May that you were going out, and my first question I had was, I wonder what type of weather they will go out. The very next paragraph shows that you're going to go out and do the surveys in optimal weather. So I believe you've really put together a plan that will be very useful for our South Dakota Game Fish and Parks. Of course, we amended it so we get to see the results of your first preliminary results, the first annual after the 2020 survey, and then we'll see your final results in 2021. So I look forward to seeing that. I certainly enjoyed reading the credentials of the person that will be going out from Wyoming. So welcome to our state when you come in do the survey, and I certainly appreciated the detail. Thank you.
It's been no secret that we've talked at length about the lack of real scientific study in this particular area, and hence the need for this particular study and the need for it to be done well. It appears to me that they have done what I think is a great job of putting together their methodology. I've talked at length before about the importance of having a control area that is included in the study. That is included in the methodology. Now, they still have to go out and actually get permission to access some of these areas, but at least that is the plan to do that. And as far as the credentials of the folks that are doing this, looks to me like they're absolutely outstanding. And so I fully anticipate that the results coming out of this will be something that this commission and commissions in other states will be able to rely on in years going forward. Other comments? Hearing none, all those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan.
Fegan votes aye.
Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. Thank you to the Crown Ridge folks for bringing the plan to us. That will take us to EL 19-039 in the matter of the petition of Ottertail Power Company for approval of the transmission cost recovery rider rate. The question, shall the commission assess a filing fee in the amount of up to $50,000 to account for actual expenses incurred in review of this filing commencing from the filing date? We'll go to staff.
Thank you, Kristen Edwards, for staff. Staff just requests the statutory filing fee.
Ottertail.
Ottertail agrees with the filing fee assessment in the amount of up to $50,000 to account for actual expenses incurred. Thank you.
Thank you. Questions or motions?
Mr. Vice Chairman, in EL 19-039, I move that the commission assess a filing fee in the amount of up to $50,000 to account for actual expenses incurred in review of this file commencing with the filing date.
Discussion on the motion. Hearing none, all those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan.
Fegan votes aye.
Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. That brings us to NG 19-009 in the matter of the filing by Northwestern Corporation doing business as Northwestern Energy for approval of its refund plan regarding its recovery of manufactured gas plant site remediation costs. The question is, shall the commission approve Northwestern's refund plan regarding its recovery of manufactured gas plant site remediation costs with an effective date November 1st, 2019? We will turn it over to Mr. Decker.
Good afternoon. This is Jeff Decker with Northwestern Energy, and this filing is our annual update to the manufactured gas plant refund rate. Each year, we compare the current tracker balance, expected expenditures, and recoveries for the upcoming year to determine a refund amount. As recoveries continue to exceed expenditures, it has been determined to continue the refund plan for 2019 through 2020. The exhibits attached to the filing show the determination of the increased refund credit rates for which we are seeking approval. Based on the newly calculated rates, an average residential customer will see their monthly credit increase from $2.17 to $3.10. The proposed increased credit amounts will benefit our South Dakota customers, and we ask for approval of the revised refund plan.
Thank you. Staff.
Thank you. This is Eric Paulson for staff. Staff has reviewed the filing, and the refund is consistent with past filings, and staff recommends approval with an effective date of December 1st, 2019.
Questions? Motions? In NG 19-009, I move that the commission approve Northwestern's refund plan regarding its recovery of manufactured gas plant site remediation costs with an effective date of December 1st, 2019. Discussion on the motion. As always, we appreciate your bringing the plan to us. One of the things that I looked at was the amount that you're planning to have left at the end of the year, projected to have left at the end of the year, and obviously, that will vary depending on how much gas you sell. And at this point, it looks like you're going to sell a lot of natural gas this winter. So I think that amount is appropriate. Additional discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen?
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan?
Fegan votes aye.
Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. That is the end of the docket items. This is the time when any member of the public can comment, and I see no member of the public approaching. Announcements, the next regular commission meeting will be Tuesday, November 26, 9:30 a.m. right here in room 413 of the State Capitol Building. Is there anything else for the good of the order?
Yes. May I have
Commissioner Fegan,
30 seconds?
Yes.
It was going so fast, and if you were going to do it, or Commissioner Hanson was going to do it. I just wanted to thank Tina Douglas for her great service to the Public Utilities Commission. Not everybody knows, of course, that she will be leaving us on Friday, but she has provided great service to the citizens of our state and also to the people that get to have the privilege of working for you at the Public Utilities Commission. So thank you, Tina Douglas. I hope you're listening, and I know my fellow commissioners have 10 seconds too.
I would certainly concur with those remarks. Tina is the one that makes sure that our entire filing process works, that our website works, and that the public has speedy access to everything that is filed here. Tremendously important position. And obviously, we will strive to make sure that that service continues, but Tina has, in fact, done a phenomenal job with that difficult task. Anything else to add?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
You two have pointed out her functions and great gal that she is, and a little bit about her personality. Tina is a real peach. She's a great gal to work with, a wonderful family person, family oriented. She has wonderful family. She's just about the, well, to use adjectives that should not be used, she's about the swellest person you ever want to meet. And I wish her the very, very best.
Thank you. With those most appropriate comments, is there any motions that are appropriate?
I move to adjourn.
Move to adjourn. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hanson.
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan.
Fegan votes aye.
Nelson votes aye. We are adjourned.